streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Breaking news. My favorite kind of news. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, FS1, Alex Curry joining me.
What a gift.
Yeah, we got a gift. So it's the slowest than last 2 weeks, yeah. This week, slowest weeks of the year. Baker Mayfield, my nemesis. Not really. He got traded to Carolina. So let me line up the good things for Baker Mayfield. Let's be glass half full. They just drafted Ike Ikwanu, a left tackle from NC State. Everybody loves him. So the big issue with that franchise was bad at left tackle, bad at corner. They drafted a corner last year, J.C. Horn, who broke his foot. He'll be back. So they got a couple of young stars that are going to solve some problems. And they've made some moves on the offensive line. So Carolina's O-line is like bottom of the league. But they have a star left tackle. They went and got Corbett on the interior. They'll be better. So that's the good news. J.C. Horn will be back. They're bad at corner. They shouldn't be. He's a great young potential player. His dad, Joe Horn, excellent NFL receiver. The division's really bad. When Brady leaves in a year, Baker could be the best quarterback. It's a bad division. It's the worst division in football if Tom Brady left. It's a mess. So that's the good news. The good news is it looks like they have a left tackle. The O-line should be better. Now, the Darnold thing is a weird dynamic. My guess is Carolina moves Darnold out of town. I think you want to separate those two. They came in together. Not that they don't get along, but you want to give Baker the snaps. You don't want to be splitting snaps. Just give Baker the team. Give him the snaps. Give him the team. That's what I would do. It would give him a greater opportunity to succeed. And Sam Darnold, you know, New York Giants, he was with the Jets. Who knows? There are 7-8 teams out there that are a mess at quarterback. But the good news is left tackle, star corner, offensive coach, a well-heeled owner bad division, and Brady's retiring. The bad news, the roster mostly stinks. It's rated 27th in the NFL. Cleveland is rated 6th, according to PFF. Their over-under was 6.5, and that's in a weak division. So it's not a well-constructed roster as of now. They're going to need that rookie left tackle to be really good right now, because there's some good pass rushers in that division right now. And also the Sam Darnold equation. You want to be sharing snaps with him? I don't like that. You do have Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore is an excellent receiver. Robbie Anderson's not a bad over-the-top receiver. Got good speed. Here's, I guess, what I would say. The over-under on Carolina this morning before this trade was 6.5. I would bet the over now. I think they feel like a 7-10 team. I don't have any great conviction on it, but I think to this point, Baker has been more consistently accurate than Sam Darnold. He's not as athletic. He's not as big or as athletic. But I think he's been a more consistent, quicker release, gets the ball out faster than Sam Darnold does. And so they feel, it feels like a half. Over under Fox Bet FanDuel was 6.5. I think it could move to 7. I'd play the over on that a little bit. But here's the other thing that just jumps out to me. When you think, I was writing this down during the break, Baker Mayfield's been traded to Carolina for a conditional 5th-round pick. When you think of the top quarterbacks in the AFC, regardless of their age, Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Derek Carr, they absolutely are significantly better than Baker. That is not an argument. But you go over to Baker's new conference, there's Brady, gone in a year, and then there's Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, all clearly more talented. But after that, Baker can sling it with Kirk Cousins. Baker can sling it with Dak. The NFC is going to have some bad teams over the next 2 years, and they're going to draft quarterbacks. Seattle's going to draft one, and Atlanta's going to draft one, and we thought Carolina may draft one. The Giants are going to draft one. There's some quarterback messes in the NFC. There are not a lot in the AFC. It's going to be much harder over the next 5 years to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC than it is out of the NFC. And I'm not saying Baker's getting to a Super Bowl, but Baker in the NFC doesn't feel like a backup. You start looking at the top of the AFC right now, the veteran quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks, Baker just doesn't feel like he's just not in that space. You want to bring on Bucky Brooks, former NFL scout, NFL player? I think there's worse. Oh, there he is right there. He's in-house. Come on in, Bucky. Let's go.
He's right here.
I was fucked up at the ground. I was fucked up. Here we go.
So I guess my takeaway is there's worse places he could have landed. He gets Matt Rhule. He gets DJ Moore. They got a rookie left tackle. I don't know. I think he could have landed in Seattle. They feel like they're tanking. He could have landed in Atlanta. What do you make of it?
Okay, so I have mixed feelings on this. I feel like it's a necessary move for the Carolina Panthers to shore up the quarterback room. But I think it would be interesting to see Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold in training camp. Mm-hmm. The way the money is split up, the Browns are taking on $10 million. The Panthers are paying Baker Mayfield $5 million, which is backup money. Yeah. This legitimately could be a quarterback competition.
Oh, I think it could be, yeah.
Yeah, the conditional pick status doesn't really mean anything. A fifth turns to a fourth, those things, to protect yourself if he plays well. It is going to be really interesting because these guys were classmates in terms of the draft. We've talked about it. Baker was number one. Sam was, what, 3 or whatever. So now we get an opportunity to see these guys throw every day. And the one thing that is always hard for evaluators is one thing to hear about somebody. It's another thing to put them on the same field throwing back to back. Sam Darnold is a bigger, stronger, faster prospect. Baker Mayfield, by all accounts, has played better in the league, but Baker Mayfield has also had a better supporting cast.
Oh, great O-line.
He had great offensive line, 2 Pro Bowl running backs, 2 Pro Bowl wide receivers. And he still was a bottom third quarterback. Sam Darnold has never been afforded that opportunity. So now when you have an even Steven contest, it will be interesting to see how this plays out. And I would say that Baker is behind the eight ball because he's joining the team in July. July 6th, he gets on the team. They go to training camp. He'll have to learn the playbook in training camp. Sam Darnold knows the playbook. And then by all accounts, Sam Darnold has already built relationships with the teammates. We could say that maybe the reason why Baker is out of Cleveland is not because of how he played on the field, but how he got along with others.
Yeah.
Never forget, the quarterback position is a leadership position. You have to get along. You have to encourage, enlighten, inspire your teammates. Is Baker be a great teammate? And then let's think about this. What if Baker doesn't win it? Can Baker be a good backup? Because now we've heard people talk about the backup quarterback position. The backup is to support the starter, to make sure that the starter has all the things that he needs to have to be a successful starter. The backup quarterback can't be pining for the starter's job. So what does this look like? To me, it might be, in wrestling terms, a loser-leave-town match. Whoever wins the quarterback position stays. The loser has to go somewhere else.
Who do you? What's your gut feeling?
Look, man, I've said this. I think that Sam Darnold has an opportunity to win this job. I think Sam Darnold would be a much better performer in front of Baker Mayfield. It's one thing when you come in.
Because you're a former scout.
Now, and I said this, and this is no knock or whatever to Baker, but what happens is once you leave that first spot, you now just like everybody else. All the special cachet about being the number one overall pick, all that goes by the wayside. Because the Panthers didn't draft him, and they didn't give up significant capital.
But they got nothing.
So now it is all about performance and the way that you get along with others. And so it'll be a true competition. So now I think this is an even, Steven. I think this is a coin flip. I wouldn't just say that, hey, Baker Mayfield is going to be the starting quarterback week one.
You know,
I think he's going to have to win the job.
You know, the thing about Baker that's interesting, I always thought one of his strengths was accuracy. But what was fascinating, despite that running game, which means you throw in play action a lot, despite the pass protection, which was excellent, his accuracy dipped. Is it all injury? I thought over the last year, with a good offensive coach, I was shocked at his erosion completing sometimes simple NFL passes.
And so, like, here's the thing, and people will say, I'm going to be super hard on Baker Mayfield. Everyone has given him a pass off last year. Baker's been in the league for 4 years. He had one solid year out of those things. His rookie year was fine, but it wasn't super impressive. Second year was a regression. Third year, he played better. They got to the playoffs and won, but the numbers aren't spectacular.
No.
And then last year. So at some point, he is going to have to put up numbers. And we can say the same for Sam Darnold. So for me, this is a true competition. Neither guy should be penciled in as the starter. It is really one of those things where you split the reps evenly and you let the performance dictate who is the starting quarterback for the team.
You were a former scout for the Panthers. So let me ask you this. This is an impatient owner, and I think Matt Rhule knows he got to win some games this year. Or at least they have to look like they're headed in a direction. Right? Mm-hmm. So they have shored up their offensive line a little bit, which Darnold's talented enough to overcome to some degree a battle line. I don't think Baker is. Baker needs protection. He's a smaller guy, not as athletic. How long do you make it a quarterback competition? You can't go on into August 18th. I mean, how many practices does Matt Rhule give these guys before he sits down with his staff and goes, fellas, we got to make a call on this. I'm not going into the season with six practices with my guy.
It's tough. You only have three preseason games. So the normal pecking order and the old thing would be the third game would be when you see the starters do the full deal. That's when you make all the decisions. Now it's the second preseason game is the dress rehearsal. The final one is just one that you kind of throw away. For Baker, the makeup ground, Baker would have to be sensational in training camp to win it in a preseason game and a half. I would just have to think that Sam Darnold starts the year as the starter, and then when Sam Darnold falters, if he falters, then Baker Mayfield slides in. I just don't know how you can do it so quickly because you talked about an abbreviated training camp. They start the 26th, 27th. You have 2 weeks, a game, and then another game. You have to make a decision. That is quick. I mean, either Sam Darnold just absolutely wets the bed and Baker Mayfield is spectacular, or this is one where it has to play out a little longer until we get into the season to see how it goes.
I also think, and this is something that you know having scouted and played in this league, you know this as well as anybody, ownership matters. And, you know, Seattle right now, the owner came out and said, we're not selling. That actually helps. That creates less chaos. Denver has a new owner. Carolina's got an owner that is not patient. And Matt Rhule can feel that. So does that change Matt Rhule a little bit, saying, hey, listen, we haven't won with Darnold. I can buy myself time going with Baker. Coaches can be selfish.
Yeah, no, you can do that. I think it all depends on how it looks and how it feels, because ultimately Matt Rhule has to make a decision that the team can get behind. And so that's why the performance really matters.
You can't fool the players.
We've heard it. We've seen it. When they run onto the field together and they're going through those on-air passes and 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 drills, Matt Rhule can make his mind and say, hey, I want to go with Baker. But if the team is looking and it's close or Darnold is clearly better, it's going to be hard to make that move, because he not only runs the risk of losing, and he's going to lose his team. And if his team isn't going to play for him, then it's going to be hard for Matt Rhule to keep his job. So to me, this is one where, if anything, you err on the side of caution. You give Sam Darnold every opportunity to win it, and then Baker has to take the job. I don't think you can kind of set it up where, hey, Baker's going to be our starter and we're going to set it up this way. I think it's too hard. He has to outplay Sam to win it.
Okay, so now the last quarterback on the market that we know can play is Jimmy Garoppolo. So Garoppolo had a surgery. We know what he is and what he isn't. He's a little injury prone, throws a decent ball, very strong locker room presence. Guys really like him. Got some alpha. Actually, at times is better in crisis than he is in the second quarter. What do you think the future of Jimmy Garoppolo holds? Because my knock on this situation is, you don't pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. San Francisco got to a Super Bowl, gave up a second round pick. Mm-hmm. You got to figure this Trey Lance thing out. This kid needs snaps. And everybody said, well, it's Jimmy's locker room. There's only one way to solve that. Get Jimmy out of town. So I think San Francisco, I really do believe, Bucky, they know deep down, we got to give this Trey thing a shot, and he'll never own that room if Jimmy, who's wildly popular, is in the same locker room. I think they have to move him. I think they will. Do you agree with that, and what's the landing spot?
Well, I mean, I do agree with it. I think it's very similar to the Mac Jones, Cam Newton thing.
They got him out.
Bill Belichick had to get Cam Newton out of the locker room, because as long as Cam is there, his aura and his presence would overshadow Mac Jones. And so for Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have that Cam Newton type aura, but he certainly has the feel of the locker room. He took the guys to the Super Bowl. They played really well. You look at his record. They win when he is the quarterback, despite all the flaws that we may point out. They win when he's the quarterback. And so if he comes back, it makes it very, very difficult for Trey Lance to operate. And even if you do a quarterback competition, everyone on the team will say, yeah, this is great preseason and all that, but we've gone to war with Jimmy Garoppolo and we've won games with him. So he has to move. The problem is Jimmy Garoppolo has been hurt. We haven't seen him throw and perform. And all the chairs, all the dance chairs are all filled up. Like, where does he go? Where does he land?
Seattle?
Can you trade him to an in-division rival? And then if you're Seattle, to me, feels like Pete Carroll wants to reclaim his locker room back, because he had a celebrity quarterback, all this stuff. He kind of maybe went away from what he believed in offensively, team-building-wise, in terms of this is how we need to win games. So maybe he doesn't want a quarterback in there now. He just wants to build it up from the ground up. Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, would be interesting. Like, if the thing comes back, Deshaun Watson is out for a year. Does he go to Cleveland? Because the offense is similar. We've seen him operate. We've seen him operate when he's had talented weapons around him. It would be weird because he and Jacoby Brissett were both in New England together. But that's the situation. Outside of that, I don't know. I don't know where he goes. It's similar to Baker. I had no idea where Baker Mayfield would land, because there are not any spots available right now.
You know, the one that I've thought about is Tampa when Tom leaves.
Yes, but then what would Tom feel like?
Well, it's Tom's team.
Yeah, what would Tom feel like? Because now, I said this somewhere yesterday. I feel like prior to Baker being traded, I feel like if I'm Baker Mayfield, I push my way to get to Tampa, because if I go to Tampa, and now we put Jimmy Garoppolo in that. If I'm Jimmy Garoppolo and I look who's behind Tom Brady, if Tom Brady plays another year, I got to beat out Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask. I'll bet on myself in that scenario. It's just a matter of, can Jimmy Garoppolo go from being a starter to being a backup again behind Tom Brady? And what was that relationship like when they split from New England? All of that would have to be resolved. But I think it's a nice idea if you bring him there, because he's certainly more than a high-end backup, but it would give you maybe a succession plan in place.
Yeah, and I think one of the real compliments about Garoppolo is he's a team guy. I mean, San Francisco, I mean, they really like him. I mean, we bring guys on, mm-hmm. Niners, they're like, people like Jimmy Garoppolo. He is, you know, there's just certain guys that they walk into a room and there's a certain temperature about him. I think he's one of those guys. So I think the Tampa Bay thing could work if they could make the money work. One other NFL question. So one of the more fascinating teams to me is Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So they have pivoted as a franchise from the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side. And this is something I've talked about. Brian Flores struggled with Tua. Zimmer struggled with Cousins. Vic Fangio struggled. Pete struggled with Russell. Belichick struggled with Brady. We're seeing time and time again, as the game becomes more offensive and quarterbacks are empowered, these defensive coaches sometimes don't want to lose the room, to your point with Pete and Russ. So they have gone in Miami, and they've said they've made a quick pivot. We are spending money on offense, and I like the move, though I thought Brian Flores was excellent. Here's the enigma part of it. I think Tua is very limited. He feels like a left-handed Mac Jones to me. Can't make plays off script, smaller than I want, average arm. I think they're going to be really dynamic offensively, and I think they're going to make the playoffs. And then I think Miami's going to be trapped. This has been a little bit of the Dak Prescott issue. When you have that O-line, and Amari, and Zeke in his prime, Dak's pretty good. And now Zeke's not as good, and Amari's gone. And Tyron Smith can't give you 13 starts, and I'm paying Dak 40. Miami is fascinating. We're going to have to make a judgment as they improve this year. Is it Tua, or is it the system? Because as you know, McDaniel's system is Shanahan's system.
Yes.
It makes every quarterback. Matt Schaub made a Pro Bowl in that system.
You're so good at what you do because you slid in a dig at Dak Prescott. We're talking about Tua Tagovailoa. You slid in this dig about Dak being pedestrian while we're talking about Tua. Here's what I say about Tua. I think this is a great opportunity for Tua to play the game the way that he needs to play it. I think people have forgotten the whole tank for Tua, watching Tua at Alabama, watching Tua as a young player at Alabama, throw the ball down the field to Jalen Waddle for a touchdown and a honey hole shot. He now has playmakers around him that can allow him to play the game. He's one of the best RPO quarterbacks that I've seen in terms of his catch, throw, get it out. He can do that. He now has playmakers that are excellent running after the catch. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. He has a running game that's going to be behind him. Cedric Wilson. So they have all of that. So what I would say is now or never for Tua in Miami. But I expect him to play great. Now, I do believe it's been overblown, some of the deep ball stuff. I think in the past, one, the protection up front, they couldn't protect long enough for him to throw
still
it down the field.
Still not a great O-line.
Still not a great. And the ball has to come out. I think Mike McDaniel's talked about you can't have 8 seconds to chunk it down the field 60 yards in today's game. And so I think the accuracy, if Tua Tagovailoa is at his best, he needs to play the game in a fashion that reminds us of Drew Brees. Ball is out.
Yeah.
Ball goes to the playmaker.
Yep.
Connect the dots.
Yep.
High efficiency, completion rate of high 60s to 70. If he's doing that, he'll be fine. But then you do have to make the decision because the money at quarterback.
It's a Kirk Cousins dilemma.
Yeah, because now $40 million is a lot, which is why the Baker Mayfield thing was tough, because you want the $40 million quarterback to make it right when the plays aren't right. And so if your quarterback doesn't have superhero powers, it makes it tough to say, hey, we're going to make him a $40 or $50 million quarterback going forward.
That's good stuff. Again, Baker Mayfield traded to Carolina. I, Mr. Glass half full, am fairly optimistic about it, but let's revisit your position, which is probably the right position, which is you think it's incredibly hard.
Yeah, super hard.
Sam's got relationships, the playbook, he knows the staff.
Time. Time is on Sam Darnold's side because it's such a condensed window. Remember, Cam Newton talked about this going to New England. He said he rushed and learned the playbook, but he never felt comfortable knowing everything. It's tough because learning a foreign language. So, I mean, can he learn a foreign language in 4 weeks and execute it and know where everything is? And remember, new offensive coordinator,
half
Ben McAdoo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Ben McAdoo comes in. So Sam Darnold has been with Ben McAdoo since the entire offseason program. Baker Mayfield, this is all brand new, completely different feel. We haven't even seen it on film. So for Baker, he won't be able to get those reps. They can't send him game film and say, hey, this is what it looks like. It's all brand new. So that's what I'm saying. He is climbing up a hill to try and catch Sam Darnold to be the starter by week one. To me, it's Sam Darnold's job to lose. Baker will have to win it in the middle of the season.
Excellent work. I can't believe I needed Bucky Brooks today, and you.
I popped up out the ground. I was driving in my car, listening to you make bets on all kinds of stuff, the Minnesota Vikings and the tall Shami, all this craziness.
Lions,
and I was like, I couldn't get to the studio fast enough to straighten this out.
He appeared. You said his name, and he like slowly appeared around the camera.
Up.
I was like,
Lily,
wait.
You're only missing the cape. You were Superman out of a foam booth. Bucky Brooks, great seeing you as always.
Yeah.
Life is full of good and bad surprises. A protection plan through Car Shields, one of the good ones if your car breaks down. Save 10%. Go to carshield.com/herd or call 800-391-8888.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't. Head to netsuite.com/herd, H-E-R-D, for one-of-a-kind financing. Alex Curry with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Zion Williamson recently agreed to a 5-year, $193 million rookie max extension with the Pelicans. But throughout his career, there have been many concerns about his availability, especially after missing all of last season with a broken foot. Now we have a little bit more clarity on the deal. Shams report that there are injury protections built in, but as long as he stays healthy, he should have no issue hitting his benchmark. Shams went on to say that Zion would get max value of his contract at $231 million if he were to make an all-NBA team. Now, this is something you have to do with Zion's history. He has been limited to 85 games in 3 years. He has missed 64% of games in his first three seasons.
But he is in a football city that has struggled with NBA attendance.
Yes.
He is a massive draw.
He is.
So I do think beyond just the basketball, Zion is a one-of-one, a unicorn-type athlete.
Oh, definitely.
And he's a highlight machine. And he reminds me, you know, I've said there's some Barkley, there's some Karl Malone, there's some Dominique Wilkins. I remember when Dominique Wilkins came out of Georgia to the NBA. I just never seen anybody jump like him.
No.
I've never seen a body type quite like this jump like him. So they're obviously, he and Dominique are totally different players, but sometimes New Orleans is a college and a pro football market.
Mm-hmm.
They need a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Ja Morant in Memphis, he is a, take your kids to watch Ja Morant. Zion is beyond a basketball player. He is an attraction.
Oh, yeah.
And a merchandise mover. So I think at some point they're willing to take the risk based on that.
Now he just needs to take care of his body. Get a chef, get a personal trainer, stay healthy. You got your second shot here. All right, moving on. At the start of free agency, Jalen Brunson left the Mavs to sign a four-year, $104 million deal with the Knicks. But it's being reported that Brunson may have made that decision prior to the beginning of free agency window. Now the Knicks are getting some tampering claims thrown their way. Knicks beat writer Fred Katz reported the Mavericks are quite frustrated with the Knicks, and not just because reports of finishing deal came out before New York was even allowed to speak with Brunson, though I'm not sure how tampering rules account for father-son relationships. Dallas wasn't thrilled about Knicks executive William Wesley showing up courtside to a Mavs-Jazz playoff game. Now, this is a very sticky situation. Let me explain all the connections. Jalen's dad is on the coaching staff. He was hired just before free agency. Knicks president is a longtime family friend of the Brunsons, and the Knicks president's son is Jalen's agent. So it makes this whole tampering situation a little confusing. So obviously a father can have a conversation with his son.
Yeah.
A good family friend can have a conversation with his son, but you have to know the limits.
I would defend the Knicks a little bit here. Folks, the tampering stuff is nonsense. The reality is players talk and families talk. I think the tampering stuff, the idea that the, you know, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving had had long discussions and they end up in Brooklyn. The NBA is paralyzed by tanking, which you can't control, and tampering, which you absolutely can't control. The Knicks want Brunson more than Dallas does.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line, and are willing to pay him to be a top 15 salary and point guard in the NBA.
Yeah, this is a family situation. I feel like it's just, you're not going to be able to prove anything. It was probably private conversations.
Yeah.
It's what it was. All right, well, the MLB All-Star Game from Dodger Stadium is coming up later this month on Fox, and the league is set to announce the starting lineup on Friday with full rosters coming on Sunday. But Ken Rosenthal reports that Commissioner Rob Manfred may look to add a couple legends to the team. In addition to the 32 players elected and selected to the All-Star Game, the commissioner may choose to add one player that he selects to each league's roster in recognition with each player's career achievements. If special circumstances warrant, the commissioner may select more than one player to each league's roster. Now, the example that was used was Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera are some of the players that could benefit from this, that could be added to the All-Star rosters, with Pujols expected to retire at the end of the season. Miggy just joining the 3,000 hit club. These are both first ballot Hall of Famers that, if this passes, it's not for sure yet, the commissioner could put them on the respective All-Star teams, which makes sense. The All-Star Game is a big entertainment show anyway.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
It's a TV show. Why not have these legends? And what a great first two legends to represent the leagues to be out there. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's not like the game means anything anymore. It used to. It used to be home field advantage for the World Series, but now it's just fun.
Yeah,
let them have some fun.
Stars drive ratings.
Yes.
I'm for that.
Same.
Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Baker Mayfield's been traded to Carolina. That's the big story today. I wanted to touch on something. You know, I'm going to do it next segment with Lendale White, former USC running back, is going to join us, and I'll bring him and talk about this. about everybody's freaking out about, you know, the rivalries lost in college football with the Big Ten adding USC and UCLA in 2 years. I'll remind you of this. Penn State and Ohio State did not play many times in the 1900s. And then Penn State joined the Big Ten. And now they have a rivalry with Ohio State. Why? Because they're really good. Rivalries can be created tomorrow. You don't think USC-Michigan is going to be a rivalry really quickly? You don't think USC-Ohio State is going to be a rivalry really quickly? Ohio State-Penn State rarely played. Now they play regularly? You have to watch the game. Some of the best college football games I've seen in the last 6-7 years have been Penn State-Ohio State games. Maryland and Nebraska are also in the Big Ten. You know why it's not a rivalry? Because they're no good. Nobody wants to watch. So this idea of, oh, you blow up these rivalries. USC and UCLA are still going to play. Ohio State, Michigan, still going to play. You're going to tell me you're not going to watch Oklahoma, LSU? You don't think that's better than Oklahoma, Texas Tech? I want to watch Oklahoma against LSU and Oklahoma against Georgia, Oklahoma against Auburn and Alabama. That's way better than 90% of the Big 12 Oklahoma games. I mean, I think Oklahoma, Texas is great. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State's great. But after that, you'll have way better rivalries in the SEC. It's the big dogs against the big dogs. And same with USC. Outside of the UCLA game, there's nothing I have to run to a TV for in the Pac-12. USC, Stanford, I tend to watch, but I mean, I think you're going to watch, you're going to sit there and watch USC at Camp Randall on a Saturday night, and you're going to be like, give me more of that. Give me more of that. So people freak out about, oh, the traditions. Create new traditions. Create new rivalries. If the Celtics and the Warriors meet again in the finals next year, we've got a new rivalry. And the Celtics beat them. And then they meet another time. Now we got a new rivalry. All rivalries don't have to start in the 50s. You get new rivalries all the time. Padres-Dodgers in baseball right now, because the Padres have spent some money. Like when you watch the Padres-Dodgers series, those are feisty series. Like those are really intense series with big crowds. That feels like, I always thought it was a Dodgers-Giants rivalry. I watched the Padres play the Dodgers last couple series, and I'm like, oh, that feels intense. That feels a little border skirmish there. They don't like each other. Tired of waiting around for hot water? Choose Navien, 15-year warranty, durable, efficient. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, he's the all-time rushing touchdown leader in USC football history with 52. Not Reggie Bush, though he played with him. Lendale White was in the NFL for half a decade, a second-round pick out of USC for the Titans, and he joins us today. So, when I found out, Lendale, about USC and UCLA leaving, my takeaway was I wasn't shocked because I'd talked to administrators at USC for the last year. And they felt like the Pac-12 didn't have the financial revenue of the Big Ten, and they needed help. They just couldn't compete with SEC and Big Ten schools. So it didn't shock me. It actually shocked me UCLA went along for the ride. Were you surprised?
My initial reaction, I definitely was surprised at first. I mean, we've been in the Pac-12 or Pac-10 forever, so I didn't see us moving. But when you talk about the financial aspect of it, it only makes sense. We are, you know, one of the big dog programs in the world, so, you know, we should be paid like it.
And right.
I think this will help with our recruitment. It's going to help with, you know, getting kids to come into the school. This is an exciting time. If you're a USC fan, you should be getting excited. You know, we got a new head coach, Lincoln Riley. We got Mike Bone in there doing a great job. This is a great time to be a Trojan.
Now, what do you make of having to go and play November, Michigan, and Ohio State? A lot of people are like, oh, these softies in Southern California have to gonna go play in the blizzards and the wind. What do you make of that? It is different.
I mean, it's definitely different. But Colin, I came from Denver, Colorado. I grew up in Denver. So, you know, I played in those type of weather all the time. It was whether it's rain, sleet, snow, slush, whatever it is. We also play Oregon. We play in Corvallis. We play in Pullman. We play up northeast all the time. So we run into all kind of different weather. I mean, 3 hours on the field when you're trying to get the ultimate goal is to win and, you know, get on to the NFL. I don't think these kids are going to be worried about the cold at all. That's just going to be something fun for them to go out there and play in. We go beat up on some big team kids and come on back to the West Coast where the sun is shining.
So Lincoln Riley is a guy I like a lot. And I do think Lendale, that the sport of football, college and pro, is veering toward offense. A couple years ago, Nick Saban admitted in a New York Times piece, he said, listen, we can't stop the good offenses. This is just the way Bill Belichick can't stop Josh Allen. You can't stop him because the rules have changed. So when you talk to Lincoln Riley, what impresses you about his mind offensively?
Well, I mean, the first thing I'm really impressed with Lincoln Riley is the fact that he reached out to former alumni and brought a lot of the older guys back to get back into the program. So that was the first and foremost thing I was really I respect him for. But, you know, I've been watching Lincoln Riley since Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. So I know what he's capable of doing. I'm excited to see where our offense can go. We got Caleb, you know, we got Mario, we got Addison. We got Dye from Oregon. We got some guys that's going to be able to make some splashes. And with his offensive mind, I'm sure we'll see a USC team that's scoring, you know, 49, 50 points like we're accustomed to.
Do you think now the transfer portal is really interesting. So when Pete Carroll came to USC, as you know, it took a couple of years to get it rolling. They were 6-6 the first year, but by the end of his second year, they started really popping. Whereas Lincoln literally changed 40% of his roster. He brought in probably 8 to 10 starters in the transfer portal. What's a realistic, now, Lindell, what's a realistic prediction for this year? A lot of new pieces, guys coming from all over. 8 wins, is that realistic? How do you feel?
No, sir. I see a 10-win season with this team. I've been around a lot of programs and I've been around a lot of coaches. This guy has a way with words and he has a way with players. And when these kids start to believe and that ball gets to rolling, anything is possible. It's not like in the pack, I'm not taking any shots at these schools, but in the Pac-10 or Pac-12 rather, if we get rolling, I don't really see any teams beating us in the pack. We have a whole, like you said, a different roster. The kids that we were playing with last year and the kids that we have on this roster right now are two totally different teams. So I honestly believe that we can win 10 games, and I wouldn't be surprised if we end in the Rose Bowl this year, honestly.
Caleb Williams is young, but the people around Caleb Williams have told me, Lendell, super bright, really good locker room kid, tremendous self-awareness for like a 20-year-old kid. What do you know of him? What do you make of him? What you've seen?
Well, that's another thing. This is why I believe in these kids, because I was at a thing a couple weeks ago called Salute to Troy, and I got to meet some of the new players and some of the recruits. And, you know, Caleb came up to me and he started talking to me out of nowhere. And, you know, he was just holding the conversation. So, like, I can see where they say the mature. I can see how they say he's a great locker room guy because he's easy to like. And if you've seen Caleb play football last year at the University of Oklahoma, then you know we got a special player. And all he did was get older. And he's with the same coaching staff he was just with. So I cannot wait to see what Caleb Williams brings to that USC offense. It's going to be an exciting time this year. And I'm just happy to be a part of this.
So NIL is a new part and transfer portal to college football. So a lot of teams are benefiting from NIL. I like it. I am concerned about some programs just buying high school players. Are you concerned that some guys in the locker room won't make anything? 4 or 5 guys may be millionaires. In the NFL, everybody makes money. But in college, you're going to have 1 or 2 guys make $3 million, and the rest of the guys can't afford pizza. Would that have bothered you?
It kind of does, but I was out in Clemson about a month ago, and I was talking to Dabo, and they're going to find a way it won't be even, but they're going to find a way that, you know, the entire position groups will, you know, find a way to get them some money. So it may not be the 10 million or the 5 million somebody else is getting, but they're going to find a way to still get these kids some money. So that's what I'm excited to see about that. But it's just an exciting time. We've been asking for this for a very long time. And now that it's here, I think that they should have had different regulations or stuff that was set in stone before we just opened it up like this. But now that it's here, I love it. I think that these kids should get paid. I mean, these kids are going to probably end up being some of the next superstars on the NFL level. So it's only right. And, you know, the NCAA has been profiting on us for a very long time. So I'm happy about this NIL stuff. I just hope that they find a way to, like you said, get it, not even all the way, but a little bit fair. So kids do, you know, have some extra money and stuff for college, and not just the top guys, but everybody in between.
Yeah, USC said they're going to try to pay, I think they're going to pay every kid at least $5,900 a year minimum. So, again, that is spending money, gas money, pizza money. Lendale White, great to have you back. USC's really happy to have you back in the family and at practice and around the program, Lendale. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. It's a great time to be a Trojan. If you guys aren't excited, then y'all, you got to catch up, man, because the Rose Bowl is coming and some natties are coming too, baby.
All right, Lendale White. Most rushing touchdowns, 52 in USC football history. The other story today that's interesting is it's called, it's like a second tier summer league. The summer league in the NBA is in Vegas. That's the big one. Then there's a couple other small ones. This is like in Salt Lake City. There's four teams. The competition wasn't great, but Chet Holmgren, the Gonzaga center, 7'1", very slender, built like a little bit like licorice or a toothpick. He's rail thin, but last night he debuted. He had six blocks. He shot very well. He is really, really skilled. Now, the competition wasn't great. And what makes it fascinating, he went number two. He was not a number one pick. That's the pressure is generally on the number one pick. He's a number two pick. He was very, very good last night. The box score was impressive. The competition was not. I said earlier today, I think it's very hard. I think basketball is moving towards what Chet Holmgren does. Handle the ball, shoot, up and down, transition basketball. He that's his game. Runs the court very well, can shoot very well. He's always going to get good looks. There's a little bit of a Dirk Nowitzki comp to him where he's not going to break a lot of guys down in the dribble. He's going to take a lot of 12-foot and 18-foot fallaways, but he's a great shooter. You can make a living in this league being tall, thin, and being able to hit threes, and he can. Chris Mannix was at the game and talked to an assistant coach. Here's Chris Mannix's thoughts on Holmgren's debut.
Chet Holmgren has the skinniest NBA frame that I've ever seen. He makes Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo look like bodybuilders in their rookie year. If he doesn't fill out that frame, he is going to be at a distinct disadvantage when he gets into NBA games, specifically when it comes to, say, the three-point shot. We saw the 4-for-6 for three-point range. Well, this scout told me, he said, look, he made those shots, but he made them because he realized early on he couldn't get around some of these guys. He had six blocked shots in this game. And Colin, that's impressive, but this scout was like, look, NBA players, they're not just going to let you block their shot. They're going to go straight into Chet's body and draw fouls against him right away.
Yeah. So it's my opinion is not definitive, but I do think sometimes in life, cultures and businesses move into your strength and away from your strength. In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you wanted to be a sports writer. Now, you want to be in audio. Podcasting is, you know, podcasting companies are exploding. The money's in TV and it's in audio. It's no longer in newspapers. If you're a kid and you're into tech, the economy's moving to you. I think Chet Holmgren has sort of a European feel to him. Very highly skilled, not terribly physical or capable of that now, but you know, Russell Westbrook, the game's moved away from him. Being hyper-athletic and can't shoot as a guard doesn't work anymore. That's why he's going to be on his fifth team in 5 years when he gets traded. Dwight Howard, back to the basket centers. Not really the league. So his game fits where the league is going. Can he put on 15 pounds? Can he get fundamentally stronger? But from what I see, his skill level for his size is remarkable. I mean, he can put the ball on the deck behind the back. Beautiful looking jumper. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Herd.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.